This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company. We discovered it a couple of months ago. We're talking about Grow Life, Inc. Well, you can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol PHOT. And with us today, we're very fortunate and lucky to have him, the CEO and president of the company, Marco Hedgi. Marco, welcome to the show. Great to have you on here.
Thank you, Albert.
You know, give my listeners an about statement, who you guys are and what you do out there, and then I want to get into the Q&A.
Very good. Thank you. First of all, Grow Life has been around for about 5-6 years. We were founded in 2012, and the purpose of Grow Life is to work with cultivators primarily in the indoor cultivation area, where we provide supplies and equipment to help them operate their grows, set up their grows, everything from lighting to nutrients, soil, roughly about 12,000 different products. Historically, we have resold those products as well as provided our own manufactured products. Most recently, we acquired a company called Easy Clone that manufactures and provides the leading cloning systems for the industry.
You know, back in 1849, it wasn't the gold miners that made all the money. It was the people who supplied the shovels, the picks, the pans, the clothes. So you guys must be in the right space. That being said, what effects, if any, has recent legalization shifted for Grow Life? Has that done anything for you guys?
Oh, a great deal. Back in 2014, when Colorado went recreationally legal, we saw our stock climb significantly, and we went through both our ups and downs with the additional states that continue to go through the legalization process. We think that our customers are a good indicator of how our business is operating. Most recently, we see that different states are performing differently in terms of the pricing, primarily for cannabis. And as a result, we have to adjust our business model to help them keep their costs down. So we've gone to a proprietary set of products that help them do just that.
You know, we noticed something called rights offering recently. And can you explain it in further detail to myself and my listeners? What exactly does that mean?
Sure. So rights offering is something that's rarely done in the over-the-counter market. And the reason, well, first of all, let me describe how it works. A rights offering is where you provide an investment opportunity for your customer base or your shareholder base. I'm sorry, not shareholder, not customer base. And the way it works is there are certain terms that you give to outside investors who come in, typically for a high-volume opportunity. In our case, we decided, because we have such a large base of shareholders, about over 100,000 shareholders,
wow,
we thought it'd be only fair to invite them in and give them the same kind of terms that we would normally offer only to large investors who would come in. So we opened it up, and this was back in November, and we were able to raise $2.5 million from our base. Normally, an over-the-counter stock would be fortunate to raise a couple hundred thousand dollars. So we saw that as a great indicator of the confidence among our base and our shareholders, and we're very excited about the results.
You know, I don't know a lot about your company because it's the first time it's been on the show, but are you guys in pre-revenues or did you have revenues for 2018?
Oh, no. We've been generating revenue for quite some time. We've been fully reporting. We have been growing, and we will report our annual earnings probably first week of March. They're not due till the end of March, but we typically report a little earlier than they're due. We had an exciting year in 2018, a little bit to do with the addition of Easy Clone, which occurred in October, but primarily to do with our expansion in the marketplace. So we've been generating revenue from day one. When I joined the company in 2013, I think we were finishing up the year at about $4.5 million. And the following year, we did $8 million. And I can't give out the numbers yet, but we feel that we've done very well this year, as well as seeing significant growth in our gross margins.
The company that we're highlighting here today on Stock Day is Grow Life, Inc. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol PHOT. Very, very undervalued at 0.8 cents, with a market cap of only $27 million. You've been listening to the CEO and president of the company, Marco Hedgie. Marco, let me ask you this. A lot of exciting things are happening in your industry recently, last 3 or 4 months. The hemp bill got passed, and I know that's going to do a lot for your industry. That being said, what are some of the things Growth Life is doing to further the growth in your industry, especially in Colorado?
There's a number of things the company is doing. As I mentioned earlier, as a high-value crop like cannabis experiences fluctuation in pricing of how much it sells for on a state-by-state level, we find ourselves finding ways of delivering products that lower the cost of production. For example, a few years ago, the price of, let's say, a gram of cannabis would be sold for about $10 a gram. So whether it costs $2 or $3 a gram to produce, to grow it, didn't really matter to the cultivators. Today, in many of the states, the high supply states, you see a gram selling for about $2 to $3, which means that they can no longer afford to continue to grow at that same cost. Otherwise, they're never going to make money. We have begun a process of creating these container-type rooms, which we nicknamed Cube, and we're able to get the cost of production down to 50 cents a gram. So that's from $2 to produce down to 50 cents, so about a 70-75% decrease in cost. We're going to continue to test this concept. We've done two proof-of-concept tests, which have proven out to hit the target. And we're on our third phase right now, which is preparing to go to market by about the second half of the year. And we're excited about bringing that to a number of customers. And should it pan out the way we expect, we're going to be adding software which will automate the process and further decrease the cost.
I'm trying to understand your model, and I want my listeners to try to understand your model also. Are you guys seed to sell? Do you cultivate the plant and sell it? Or you just supply the materials to help people in their cultivation process?
Everett, thank you for clarifying that. Sorry I didn't make that clear myself. We do not touch the plant. We are like you said earlier, a picks and shovels play, where our customers are the growers. They're the ones who cultivate the product and focus on the quality of the product. We deliver all the supplies and the equipment and the nutrients and whatever other products are necessary for them to grow the optimal mix. What we've seen is a great deal of inefficiencies where those efficiencies weren't necessary, as I said earlier, when they were growing at a higher cost. Now that they need to get those costs down, we're building a system, and that's what we've been testing, to drive those costs down so they can still choose which nutrients to use, still focus on the quality of the product, but at the same time, we're able to remove those inefficiencies. Instead of, for example, using overpowered lights and heating, say, 15 feet above the plant, and then air conditioning those 15 feet of no plant area and wasting a great deal of electricity as well as the labor, we can put it in a cube container, which is 8x8x8, and as a result, grow 70 plants in the same space that would normally grow 15 plants in a tabletop.
Wow.
So as a result, the unit cost is driven down by 75% while still maintaining the labor and the electricity cost down where you would normally use to grow 15 plants.
You know, you guys have been around, like you said earlier, around 5 years. Obviously, you guys have overcome some obstacles. That being said, what's the future? What do you guys have in the cooker here that's going to be new in 2019?
Well, I'd say the immediate future is, as you said earlier, the hemp bill being passed. We have never seen such demand for the cloning industry as we saw now with the hemp bill. So where we would get demand for clones in, let's say, the hundreds, we're seeing demand for clones in the hundreds of thousands. We're talking about a million clones a month in demand. We have one customer that grows 3 million clones a year.
Wow.
So that's coming from hemp in Canada. So Canada is a very exciting market for us. So we planted our store in Calgary about a year, maybe 18 months ago. And what we've learned from their experience is their model is not only to go nationwide, but not limit themselves to serve their 36 million population.
Absolutely.
They export cannabis. With the export of cannabis, their growers are focused on serving the entire globe. So there's a lot for us to learn in the U.S. from Canadians. Their policies and the way their cannabis industry is growing is an opportunity that I think the U.S. is missing.
Well, Marco, I want to thank you for coming on the show. In closing, what would you want my listeners to take away from this interview?
I'd say the industry is still at a very early stage. Both the U.S. as well as Canada and even the rest of the world is just discovering what's possible with cannabis and hemp. I believe that Grow Life is at also a very early stage. I think the price per share is a little misleading because we have a number of shares out there. We have received tremendous support from our shareholders. When the timing is right, we would consider a reverse. What we have to do, though, is be careful when we do reverse the split. We will increase the value of the shares and increase the value of the company. And I believe that's the future of the company.
As for my listeners, go to their website, check them out more, do your due diligence on this company. But my personal opinion, I think it's grossly undervalued. You can go to growlifeinc.com. Grow Life Inc. is the name of the company that we highlighted here today on Stock Day. Ticker symbol PHOT. I want to thank you, Marco, for coming on the show. Hopefully you become a regular. We'll see you in 40 or 50 days. And thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Albert. Have a good day.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.